Next item, please.
1199, request of Kimberly McCullough to address council regarding Portland police and FBI cooperation.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm actually part of a panel. Is it okay?
It looks like 1200 and 1201, if you could read those. And there's three of you in your panel, correct?
Thank you.
If we could have the other two come up as well, please.
1200, request of Marlene Wallingford to address council regarding cooperation between federal and local law enforcement. 1201, request of Brandon Mayfield to address council regarding Portland police and FBI cooperation.
Good morning.
Thank you. Good morning. Mayor Wheeler and members of council, my name is Kimberly McCullough, and I'm here on behalf of the ACLU of Oregon. For many years now, the ACLU of Oregon and many other advocacy organizations have testified to this body about our deep concerns about Portland's involvement in the Joint Terrorism Task Force. Because of those concerns, this body Portland withdrew from the JTTF in 2005, and despite those concerns, we rejoined the JTTF in 2015. I just want to let you know I have submitted some written testimony. I'm just going to hit the highlights, but that testimony does include some background on the back page about the history of the JTTF and Portland's involvement. Many of you know it, but I think it might be helpful. We also are submitting a letter that's signed by 23 local advocacy organizations and Brandon Mayfield, who's here, calling on you to once again reconsider Portland's relationship with the JTTF and asking you to take the steps necessary to withdraw. Although its formal purpose is to prevent terrorism, the JTTF has a long history of surveillance of First Amendment activity and other civil rights abuses, as does the FBI. These invasive and unconstitutional surveillance tactics harm community trust, chill political speech, and do nothing to advance public safety. Because it operates under a veil of secrecy with very little oversight, the true extent of those civil rights violations committed by the JTTF is unclear. And this lack of transparency also makes it very difficult to know how and when those rights violations involve the Portland Police Bureau officers who are deputized as JTTF agents and operate under the authority of the FBI. Portland police officers are subject to numerous state and local laws that are in direct conflict with the policies and activities and tactics of the JTTF. Among those are ORS 181A-250, which used to be 181-575, that prohibits state and local law enforcement from collecting and maintaining records on the political, religious, and social activities of individuals and organizations unless there's evidence of criminal activity. That law was actually passed because of Portland Police Bureau's surveillance of organizations like the ACLU of Oregon, actually. We simply don't see how Portland police officers can engage with the JTTF without violating these state laws. All of these concerns are greatly intensified because of the Trump administration's utter disregard for civil rights and civil liberties. Our federal agencies are now operating under the direction of a president who has made it clear that he will target people based on their religion, their national origin, and their political beliefs. And he also embraces a very disturbing view of how law enforcement should interact with our communities. Our concerns are also intensified because of recent statements and actions by the FBI and ICE, who are the two biggest players in the JTTF. So that's why we're asking you to take the steps necessary to withdraw from the JTTF. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Good morning.